American people have spoken. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Those words from President Biden the day after the midterm elections. The president saying the projected red wave did not materialize. And though Democrats didn't win as many seats as he hoped, he will work to move his agenda through Congress.
We're just getting started. The interesting thing is that this is all going to really come into clear view for people in the months of January, February, March of next year. It's just getting underway. So I'm optimistic about how the public is going to even be more embracive of what we've done.
Though the president said he will also work with Republicans to unite the country. One of those Democrats who's been ousted, a prominent member of the House.
Democrats appear to have avoided a Republican wave, but the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee in charge of getting Democrats elected has lost his race in the New York City suburbs.
If we fall a little short, we're going to know that we gave it our all and we beat the spread.
Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney was running in a newly drawn district that favored Republican challenger Mike Lawler.
People wanted change. They wanted a restoration of balance and common sense.
Maloney is the first DCCC chair to lose a re-election bid since 1980. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Hurricane Nicole, now a Category 1 storm as it nears Florida's east coast. It's expected to make landfall tomorrow morning.
Hurricane Ian did a number on the infrastructure here. You got 12 properties in the shores that are in danger of collapsing. We have 22 up the street in Wilbur by the sea. This is really bad, and that's why we have a curfew and a mandatory evacuation.
Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood, the last time a hurricane made landfall in Florida in November was 1985. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Voters in Connecticut may soon join others around the nation in allowing early voting.
More than 42 million Americans by mid-afternoon Monday had already cast their ballots for Tuesday's midterm elections using the U.S. mail to send in their ballots or going to in-person early voting centers, that from the United States Election Project. Now voters in the Constitution State want that right as well. On Tuesday, giving the thumbs up to a ballot measure that gives the state's General Assembly the go-ahead to consider the legislation. Connecticut was one of four states in the U.S. without any form of early voting, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. People who back early voting say it's helpful for busy voters needing options when they can cast their ballots, but others question if it is worth the potential cost. CJ Papa, Fox News.
WNBA star Brittany Griner's lawyers say she's been sent to another prison to serve out a sentence for drug possession. A Russian judge rejected her appeal last month. A new study pits medication against mindfulness for treating anxiety.
Researchers say it's the first time these two treatments have gone head-to-head. About 200 adults completing a six-month study at medical centers in Washington, Boston, and New York. They were randomly assigned to either use a generic version of the drug Lexapro or take part in a widely used mindfulness program. That's a form of meditation focusing only on what's happening in the moment. After 2 months, anxiety declined by about 30% in both groups, measured on a severity scale. But the mindfulness program used was time-consuming, 2.5 hours of weekly classes plus 45 minutes of daily practice at home. It did not include an online or app option. The study is published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A man has been detained by British police after they say he threw eggs at King Charles III and Camilla as they walked in the northern city of York. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.